this week, first time you've had everybody there, rookies and vets and so forth. Are you as far along as you hope? How much work have you got to do before training camp, you think?
Well, I think we're getting done what we need to get done. We're installing our system. Defense is installing their system. Special teams installing their system. And we're going out and competing every day. And guys are doing a great job. They're flying around with the ball. The tempo's been outstanding. Coaching's been outstanding. And I think the players have been very responsive. And I understand it's new season, and everybody's excited and chomping at the bit to get out there to practice and perform.
Jay, DeSean Jackson said it was no big deal, just a little tight hamstring. Is that basically your understanding, and would that preclude him from, at this early juncture, from doing anything?
Yeah, we'll see. He's probably on a plane here right now. As soon as practice is over, he's had some function, I think. But I think he'll be okay. I'll talk to Larry about it, but it's a minor pull, so... You know, receivers get those from time to time, and we'll take the necessary precautions to make sure he's right. He's no good to us unless he's running very fast. And you saw some of the glimpses of it today. And he's had a good off-season camp so far. We just got to make sure he's right.
What have you seen from Robert just as far as absorbing the offense, the terminology, being able to spit it out and direct and know where he's going with the ball and things?
Robert, all the quarterbacks have done a great job as far as terminology is concerned. We tried to have some carryover from last year, but there's a lot of new plays, formations, and he's done an excellent job as far as his command of the huddle. That's always been a positive of his, and spitting out the plays and not having many mentals at all. So we're impressed with all three quarterbacks, the way they've handled it, Colt, Kirk, and Robert.
Coach.
Robert, as you watched film from the last couple of years, are there specific things you'd like to see from him or strides you'd like to see him make this year?
Well, I think just overall the quarterback position decision making, his drop, his you know, his everything. You know, when you're only played 2 years at the quarterback position, you know, you're going to have your growing pains from time to time, and each year you have to improve, and the great ones will always improve from year to year and learn from their mistakes and never get too high or never get too low. They just have to continue to come out here and work, see the looks, see the defenses, and attack. And he's doing a good job of that. We're getting him a lot of reps and a lot of good looks and a lot of different concepts, and so far he's reacting well. Yesterday, for instance, we had a play, and we got the same defense today. Threw an interception on today. We got the same exact defense. He saw it, went through his progressions, and made a great throw to Logan Paulson. So this is all a learning process for him, and it's important for him to just take natural strides every day and get better. And the thing about Robert is that is his intent when he comes to work every day. He's a sponge for information and wants to get better.
Coach, DeSean talked about the fact that he's been embraced by everybody here. I'm just wondering, when he came, given the way things ended in Philadelphia, did you feel it necessary to like talk to him about what your expectation level was, or did you not think that was necessary?
Well, we've talked about it. You know, we try to talk about our expectation level with everybody, and not just DeSean, but you know, this is a team game, and this is not about one individual. And a lot of people want to make this about Robert, or want to make it about DeSean, or what have you, or Akpo. But you know, we have to make it about the Washington Redskins, and he's going to fit in here just fine. And the players have embraced him, the coaches have embraced him, and as long as he comes to practice with the right head on his shoulders, willing to work like he's proven so far, there will never be an issue.
Things like that, but Tanner Jackson's coming off 2 years away from football. One, did you have any qualms about bringing him back? And two, how do you think he's looked? I know it's OTAs, you really can't tell, but does he look like a guy who's been away for 2 years?
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's been away for 2 years. He's done a good job. He's mentally into it. Physically, he's in good shape, a lot better shape than we were thinking he would be. So he's done a good job. And, you know, people make mistakes. He had an unfortunate incident or two, and I'm going to give him a shot, and it's probably his last go-around here, so he's going to make the most of it, I'm sure. He's a good person, good player, and hopefully he'll learn from his mistakes off the field and perform at a high level like we know he's capable of.
Coach, I'm curious how different it feels for you to be running all of this as a head coach as opposed to when you were assistant and kind of just a different responsibility load.
It's different, but, you know, I'm handling it pretty much the same. I'm letting Coach Hazlett coach a defense, Coach Kotwicki coach of special teams, and I'm really hands-on with the offense right now. Part of the reason I hired the guys that I hired is I could count on them to run their specific groups, and it's been a very smooth process so far. I address the team, you know, try to address the team every morning, and at practice I try to keep my eyes on the defense, what they're doing, but right now I'm pretty hands-on on the offense and how we're doing. So it's been a good transition, smooth transition, and the big thing you look for is effort and tempo, and I think so far our guys are buying in and they're performing at a pretty high level.
What's Bear Cofield's status? I know he had a hernia. Mm-hmm. Where does he stand?
He's we'll talk to the trainers here, but he's doing a good job so far. He's rehabbing, and we're hoping to get him full go at least by the start of training camp. He should be in good shape.
When did he have that?
I don't know the exact date. Is he in there? I don't know the exact date on that. But it wasn't too long ago, but he's making quick strides to get better.
Robert talks about, appreciates the fact that you played the position, and obviously having played the position, it's a benefit for coaching him. But how do you separate the fact that, okay, if I were playing the position, this is how I would play, but Robert is different from me, and this is how he plays it? Does that sort of dynamic run through your mind?
I never played the position at the level he's playing at, that's for sure. But you just have to understand that there's so much pressure on the quarterback, and whatever level you play at, all eyes are on you, and you just can't be too hard on yourself. Robert's a perfectionist, and if things don't go perfectly right, sometimes he is a little bit hard on himself. But we just try to give him the best situation possible, play-wise, and try to make each play its individual entity against its own defense, and go from there, and just get the coaching process going. Sean's doing a good job working with the fundamentals, and that's the big thing we're working on. The OTAs here, and then the scheme and the system we're installing, and trying to see it versus different coverages, different looks, different blitz pickups, and he's doing a good job. And pat him on the back when he needs a pat on the back, and coach him when he needs to be coached, and he's very receptive to both. You have to be to play quarterback. If you're not, you're not going to be very good.
Having the guys you have on that defensive line, Cofield, Arakpo, Hatcher, bringing those guys in, how does that allow you to maybe be a little bit more creative in your scheming up there?
Defensively, it's I think Coach Adler's just chomping at the bit, man. He's slowly but surely installing more packages. You can see we've only been here not too long already, and he's already got the walk-arounds, and he's doing a good job of putting in some good blitz packages for third down and nickel situations. So the more versatile the players are, both offensively and defensively, up front, linebackers, safeties that can play corner, corners that can play safeties, the more effective you can be and give the quarterbacks different looks. Because, as you know, great quarterbacks, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, if you're vanilla, they will kill you. So we have to be exotic a little bit here and there, but also be sound in what we do. And right now I think the OTA goal is to be sound defensively, know our system, and then as we branch off, maybe add a few elements to our pass rush or secondary.
Jay, there are a lot of guys vying for that job next to Perry Riley, but it seemed like today Keenan Robinson was getting the majority of the first team snaps. He's calling the plays. He's missed a lot of time. Do you feel like he is caught up mentally, and where is he at physically?
Mentally, he's in good shape. Coach Olivadotti's done a great job with him, getting him up to speed. And then physically, he looks excellent to me. He's running, he's long, and he can run sideline to sideline. In pass coverage, he's disruptive. He gets in his zones and is a big guy to throw over, and he can cover line or tight ends, he can cover back. So we have high hopes for Keenan, and we love the progress that he's making just from a short period of time. He's one of the guys on the field that stand out. Man, who is that, Keenan again? He's doing a great job. So big thing is keep him healthy. Our strength coaches will be working with him, and we're hoping he has no drawbacks from his injury.
How about Philip Thomas? I know you had said before, this phase started, he thought he looked pretty good, but how does he look this week?
Yeah, Phillip's done a great job also. He had a great interception today, and he's just getting back in the flow, and Raheem's working with him and doing a good job. And between he and Merriweather, we expect good things from that safety spot.
Last week, the rookies talked about so much flying at them. How have they adjusted to being in the mix with all the guys?
They've done a good job, really. All of our draft picks done a good job. Some of the rookies we brought in, free agents, have done a nice job. And it is it's not easy for those guys, both mentally and physically. They're going against some great players that, they're not used to seeing. So not only mentally are they probably shell-shocked a little bit, but physically, and now I know what to do, and now all of a sudden, oh, there's Ryan Kerrigan, great. So it's a tough deal for them. But so far, you look for mental toughness in rookies. You look for how they can handle some kind of adversity, some kind of failure, and how they rebound from a poor play to the next play. And so far, we've seen some good things from a lot of people.
When you took this job, Jordan Reed was still battling the concussion symptoms from last year. Obviously, he's cleared to do everything. Does he look like the guy you saw on film?
No question. He's done an excellent job. He's obviously a force in the passing game. You know, we got to work with him being a little bit more stout in the running game because it's important for a guy like that. Overall, I think he's had no drawbacks from his concussions, knock on wood. And we have obviously one of the more talented young tight ends in the NFL, I believe. And he's going to be a great guy to help in the middle of the field if people want to cloud Deshaun and cloud Pierre. He's a guy that is very much needed in the passing game. So just got to keep him healthy and get him going.
Jay, does the situation what happened in Dallas with Sean Lee, does that impact anything in terms of what you tell players or how you approach anything out here?
Well, the approach in OTAs has been pretty standardized by the NFL, you know, as far as the collective bargaining agreement with the no contact. But sometimes when you have 11-on-11 drills, people get tangled up, and it's unfortunate for Sean. And we brought that up to our team again this morning about staying on your feet, doing the best you can to avoid any kind of drag down, pull downs, contact. But every now and then you're going to have a collision, unfortunately, because it is football and guys are trying to show that they're doing right. But we're trying our best to police that and keep people up. But it is something that we are definitely keeping an eye on and making sure we preach every day about staying up.
Jay, two-parter on the wide receivers. Any chance we'll see Hankerson before training camp, one? And two, how does Aldrick Robinson fit in here, considering that Deshaun Jackson basically does kind of his skill set?
Leonard is rehabbing right now, and we're hoping sometime in training camp. We're not sure when. It's just a process that everybody's different when you're talking about that type of injury and how fast they recover. The big thing is that he recovers first, and that's the most important thing. We don't want to rush him back because obviously it's a tough injury to overcome and rehab from. So most importantly, let's get him back 100%. Whether the time is start of training camp, middle of training camp, third game, let's get him healthy first. And everybody's different. And as far as Aldrick's concerned, and Aldrick is showing his flashes of speed, he's doing a good job, and there is no set position, so to speak. You know, we're going to come in here, and every receiver, every lineman, every kicker, every defensive end, we're going to compete every day, and that's going to make us a better football team. So I don't have any decisions made right now as far as our starting 2, 3, 4 wide receivers or 5 receivers, but I have been surprised, and I have been excited about all of our receivers at this point.
Coach, with you being new this year, how important is it to have 100% participation in this OTAs?
It's important because it's important to the group that everybody's working together. And for the most part, we've had 100%. You know, we've had a guy miss here and there, might be a kid's graduation or a wedding, what have you. But for the most part, I think everybody's been here and everybody's been working hard together. And that's how you build unity, really, and accountability. And I think when you know, a rookie comes in here and he sees a guy like Santana Moss working his tail off every day in a non-mandatory session, it's important. And when you have veteran guys leading the way like that, like Santana and D'Angelo Hall and Arakpo, like I said, Jason Hatcher, Ryan Clark, you know, these guys are doing a good job.
Hey, Coach, you've had a couple of days to see Morgan Moses now. What kind of contributor do you think he can be for you?
We'll see. You know, all these rookies right now, they're obviously just – like we brought up earlier, they're struggling a little bit mentally, but you can see some talent there. You know, him and Spencer Long both have done a great job in the offensive line, and there's a lot to learn as far as offensive line play, picking up the stunts, all the run schemes that we have, inside zone, outside zone, and then the pass protections that we have. We have 9 or 10 pass protections in already, maybe more. So it's a grind mentally for him, but you can see the talent's there. And Coach Furster is going to work his tail off getting him ready to play. But luckily for us, you know, we've got a solid offensive line, and he's going to come in here and contribute when he's ready to contribute, both mentally and physically. And there's no exact date on that either.
Coach, speaking of Morgan, you got your 8 draft picks signed before June even starts. I mean, how good is that for you to just get that out of the way, and now it's just football for everybody?
That's great. You know, you can't say enough about the front office here, what they've done both during the offseason as far as free agents and the draft, getting people signed, getting people here that love football and want to play. It's exciting. It's an exciting time here. And to have all our rookies signed and ready to go, part of the reason we drafted the guys we drafted, we know what kind of guys they were and how much they love football. And you can see that on the practice field and in the meetings.